We'll take a look today at two pieces for Shabbos Shuvah. There is a common denominator in both pieces, as we'll see in the opening line on page Yud Dalet. Okay, but let's start with the pasuk from the Navi Hosea that we're going to read in the Haftorah this Shabbos. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha. Right, everyone say, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return Jewish people to Hashem, because chashalta, because like a michshol, if they iver lo sitein michshol, because you've stumbled in your sins. So the Rebbe begins with a fascinating question. The Rebbe says, we know from different sources in Chazal, it's Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, it's a Medrash, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim es kol HaTorah. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu practices what he preaches. The Medrash says, a king of flesh and blood tells other people to do things and he doesn't do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer gezeira u'mekayim atchila. Hashem, when he commands something, he does it himself. So the question, says the Rebbe, and it's a very powerful question, uvama mekayim gam tshuva. How does Hashem do tshuva? Most of us would think that that's not even an appropriate question to ask. But the Rebbe says, how does God do tshuva? Okay, let's see. Kisheshav min hara shechas v'chalila shalach la'amo Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu relents or reconsiders the evil that he plans to do, that he sends upon Klal Yisrael, Omar Lasos, or again, he said to do, he did, or he was doing, or intends to do, Hu tshuva so kiviyachol. That is Hashem's tshuva. Kamo she'omer akasuv, like some of us hopefully heard this pasuk this morning in davening, in the laning for a fast day, Vayinachem Hashem ala ra'a asher diber lasos la'amo. Where is that pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu reconsidered the evil that he intended to do, that he said he was going to do to Klal Yisrael. By Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu davens, Hashem, it's going to be a big chil Hashem if you kill the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reconsiders, Vayinachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? He has charata, Hashem has regret. Says the Piyazetzner, Mahu Vayinachem, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reconsidered? Kiviyachol charata, Shehi Reishas HaTshuva. Hashem had regret. Hashem changed. You know what? I was going to punish Bnei Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu, you talked me out of it. And now I have regret that I even considered doing that. And that is Charata. That is regret. And of course, that is the first step to Tshuva. But now the Rebbe, Kedarko B'Kodesh, with great sensitivity, challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu very respectfully, but also very, very firmly, very strongly. Aval kishetshuva so he rak alara asher nasa o amar lasos. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind about the evil that he is doing or he's intending to do, oz nisharim Yisrael tamid chas v'shalom ba'oso hamatzav hakasha. The Jewish people remain in the same difficult situation that they were in beforehand. Meaning, let's bring it into the Rebbe's context. The Rebbe says, we're suffering here in the Warsaw Ghetto. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you decide from this point forward to remove the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, to remove our suffering, to take us out of this place which is filled with disease, which lacks food and proper sustenance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you were to, from this point forward, if you were to reconsider what you were about to do, so guess what? Our situation is still terrible, right? It doesn't get worse, which is, it's not nothing. We appreciate that. But the fact that you're not going to increase the evil, increase the suffering, doesn't really solve our problems. Ki rak al rasha amar lahosif chas v'chalila hischaret v'shav. The evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to, right, the negativity, the harshness that Hashem intended to further do to Klal Yisrael, he is going to regret and repent from doing. However, nisharim kamo kodem atzara, shegam kim hainu inamuchim. But we remain in our same downtrodden state that we were beforehand, right? Meaning the Rebbe is saying, if the war were to end today, our lives were still completely ruined. So to say that tshuva just means, I'm sorry about what I did in the past, and I'm not going to do it again, that doesn't necessarily solve my problem. Imagine someone comes over to you and punches you in the face and breaks your nose. And then they say, I'm so sorry. I would never do that again. But my nose is still broken. So I appreciate you saying sorry. And I appreciate that you're not going to do it again. But the damage is done. So how could Hashem's tshuva, by just saying, okay, I'm not going to afflict you anymore. I'm sorry, I have charata, I regret what I did. That's nice. But the Rebbe says, what about all the people who died during the war? What about all the loss and all the suffering? So we need more than that. It's not enough to just have charata. It's not enough for Hashem to just, what, v'yinochem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reconsider or to regret, right? Or to somehow retract, you know, in a sense, what he was going to do. What about everything that happened already? Is everyone clear on the question? Everyone understands what's bothering the Rebbe? V'zesha b'tehillim. And this is what we find in Tehillim, Perak Tzadi. Shuva Hashem ad Masai. Please Hashem, Shuva Hashem. Turn back Hashem ad Masai. Until when? Maybe the Pashup Shah David Melech is saying, bring us back Hashem. Ad Masai. How long are we going to suffer? V'hinachem al avadecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reconsider your servant. Sabeinu v'aboyker chazdecha unaranana v'nismacha b'chol yameinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sabeinu v'chalta v'savata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, satiate us with the morning of your kindness and give us what to celebrate all of our days. So here's how the Rebbe reads the Pasuk. Mispa'alin shuva Hashem. We're not saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us back. We're saying shuva Hashem, Hashem, you do tshuva. That's our tefillah. Shuva Hashem, kiveyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asay tshuva banu, do tshuva with us. Hashem, we're asking you to do tshuva. And then he reads the Pasuk, ad masai v'hinachim alavadecha. Meaning the way that David HaMelech actually said it, again, is shuva Hashem ad masai. It's a cry. Please Hashem, until when? How much longer are we going to suffer? But the Rebbe reads it, ad masai v'hinachim. He removes that comma and he puts it together. Ad masai Hashem, are you just going to consider that your tshuva is sufficient if you just reconsider what you're going to do? Ad masai, that's not enough. That doesn't solve our problems. Look at the words. Ad masai tehe kol ha-tshuva rak b'hinachem. How long, Hashem, is your tshuva going to consist of nothing other than what? Than regretting what you did. Oops, I'm sorry for what I did. That's nice, but we're still suffering. I'm sorry, I have regret that I made you suffer so much. That's really nice, says the Rebbe. We appreciate that. It's a good start. But az nisharim shuv ba'oso matzav hanamuch. But we remain, again, in that same lowly state. So therefore, David HaMelech says, it's not enough for you, Hashem, to just say you're sorry. It's not enough for you to regret what happened in the past. It's not enough for you to say you're not going to hurt us more in the future. But rather, David HaMelech says, Sabeinu baboker chazdecha unaranana v'nismecha b'chol yameinu. Hashem, we ask you to do the type of tshuva that what? That you actually heal our wounds. That you actually bestow upon us lots of chesed and lots of bracha. That we have what to celebrate. Because if you just remove the negativity, our situation is still completely broken. That's the Rebbe's taina, so to speak, to Hashem. And now the Rebbe says, but what does that mean for us, Chevra? Because we can't just come with complaints to Hashem. Right? Even the Rebbe, in his situation, felt he can't just come with complaints to Hashem. We have to take achrayas upon ourselves to change as well. So what does this mean for us? What does this mean in terms of our tshuva? V'gam anu tzrichin lasos tshuva kagon zo. We also, if we want to ask Hashem to have what? The type of tshuva that not only is, I feel sorry about what I did, but I'm going to now what? I'm going to do the opposite in the future. I'm going to live so positively in the future. So we need to do the same. Ki kishahish shav rak al chet bilvad asher nechshal chas v'chalila b'machshava dibur ma'isa. When a person says, I'm going to do tshuva for my averos, whatever I did wrong, whether it was a thought, or whether it was a word, or whether it was an action. So I stopped doing bad things. That's a good start. It's not nothing. But oz nishar shuv b'matzavo hakodem shaya kodem achet. At best, I end up where? In neutral zone. If I stop playing in the mud, if I get out of the filth, at best, so now I'm neutral. I've removed some of my negativity. I've made a commitment not to do more bad things. Okay, that's something. Shagam kein lo hayim ibnei aliyah, but I'm still not a ben aliyah. I haven't filled that void with something positive. I no longer have that avera. But is that enough? Is it enough just to get rid of my garbage and not to do something positive? I have to go further. So therefore, says the Rebbe, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only to what? To stop bringing negativity upon us and harsh decrees upon us, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us with all sorts of positive goodness, proactive goodness, so we have to do the same. We can't just remove our averos. We can't just say it's enough to say, I'm sorry, I regret what I did in the past. That's nice. But you got to do something about it. You got to clean up, and then you got to fill that void with something positive. And therefore, says the Rebbe, V'ikar ha-tshuva hi, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The essence of tshuva is what? It's not just cleaning up your mess. It's about actually drawing close to Hashem. So therefore, says the Navi, says Hosea, Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Here's how I think that, and if you disagree, tell me how you read the piece. But I think this is what the Rebbe is saying. You've stumbled in your averos. What does that mean? It doesn't just mean you did averos. But tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Keep going with your tshuva. Go weiter with your tshuva. Try to get all the way ad Hashem Elokecha. You know why? Because you're stumbling over the fact that you think it's enough to just say you're sorry for your averos. That's the michshol. That's the stumbling. Ki chashalta b'avonecha. You're making the mistake that what? That you think, shetachshav shedai lecha l'shuva l'chatoim b'ovad. You think it's enough to just say I'm sorry for my sins. That's not enough. Lachein mazir hanavi shetashuv l'alechas ad Hashem Elokecha. The goal is to come all the way back to Hashem. Not just to remove the negativity or to regret the negativity. That's not enough to get you to where you need to be. Usuraymeim kulcha b'kedusha tara v'avoda l'Hashem. The goal is to be, like he said over here, to be mibnei aliyah, to be a ben aliyah. To be a ben aliyah means not just a person who doesn't do lowly averos, or not just a person who says, I regret the things I did in the past, and I'll try not to do that again. But what are you actually doing with your life? I'm happy you're not doing bad things anymore. But what are you doing? What are you positively doing with your life? What's your, right? We often think that tshuva means, okay, this year I'm going to try not to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. How about we talk on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about what we're going to do this year? I want to do more this. I want to do more that. Right? How do I fill my time in a positive way? That's the real Iker tshuva. And that's the Rebbe's, again, deal that he's negotiating with Hashem. Hashem has to do tshuva as well. But Hashem, we want your tshuva not to just be v'hinochim al avadecha, that I reconsider the things that I've done in the past and I'll stop doing them. That's a good start. I don't want to suffer anymore. But Hashem, sabbeinu v'aboyker chasdecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want the kindness. I want the shefa of your kindness to give me what to rejoice b'chol yameinu, that I should be able to celebrate all of my days. But if we want Hashem to be proactive in His kindness towards us, so we have to be proactive in our good behaviors towards Him. Okay? That's our first piece for today. Okay? That was the piece from the year, from Shnas Tuf Shin, from the end of 1939, beginning of 1940. Okay, let's turn to page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, for those who have the Sefer. Shabbos Shuva Tuf Shin Beis. Okay, this is the end of 1941. This time of the year, September-ish time, 1941. The Jewish calendar, Tuf Shin Beis. Okay, page Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Okay, this is an unbelievable piece. The Rebbe is going to, now let's again, if this is the third Shabbos Shuva piece in our Sefer. Okay, we just did the first one. We're skipping the second one for now. And now we're looking at the third year of the Rebbe's Torah. So obviously, if it's the third year, that means the situation is probably more broken than it's been all along. And the Rebbe, in a sentence, wants to remind us that when you're suffering a lot and there's all sorts of destruction around you, you start to lose sight of the individual loss. Because everything is just so bad that you can't appreciate it anymore. At this point, there's so much mass destruction, it's hard to appreciate the every little bit of suffering. And every little bit matters also. Every single life that is lost is a world, Right? It's not just, oh, the Nazis, you know, murdered 1,000 people at once. What about each individual who was killed? So the Rebbe says the following: Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta bavonecha. These are, again, are the psukim in Hosea. K'chui machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Okay, these are the psukim that we're going to read in the Haftorah this Shabbos. Lahavin ma'at, to try to understand a little bit. Hashapasach hapasuk b'lashon yachid. Why does the pasuk begin in the singular, shuva, right? Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuva is singular. U'mesayim b'lashon rabim. And then it ends, k'chu imachem dvarim. B'shuva l'Hashem. K'chu is plural. So why the change, why the transition from lashon yachid to lashon rabim? That's the Rebbe's first question. Second of all, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, right, also in these psukim, Tshuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's response is Erpa Mishuvasam Ohaveim Nidava Kishav Api Mimenu. So when Hashem responds, he says Erpa Mishuvasam. Hashem speaks in Lashon Rabim. Hashem says, I will heal Mishuvasam, their backsliding. I'll heal all of their slipping away. I'll try to bring Klal Yisrael back, but it's in plural. And then Kishav Api Mimenu, because my wrath has been removed from him, Lashon Yachid. So the question of the Rebbe is twofold. Number one, why does it start Yachid to Rabim? And why does Hashem respond Rabim to Yachid? Okay? Let's put that question on the side for a long time, and let's learn an amazing Gemara in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Kishahalach lapidyon shvuyim. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair one time went to try to redeem captives. Sha'amar liginai nahara chaloik li memecha. And he came to the Nahar, the river of Ginai. And he said to the Ginai River, split, please, for me your waters. Split for me your waters. Amar lei. So the water said back to him, hold on a second. Ata holich lasas ritzon koincha. You're on your way to do the ratzon of your Creator. And I'm also doing the ratzon of my Creator. Meaning, you're trying to do what a Jew is supposed to do when someone's held captive, which is to save him. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is what? Being a flowing river. Ata safik osa safik iata osa. You, it's not clear whether you're going to be successful or not. Maybe, perhaps you'll be successful, perhaps you won't. Va'ani vaday osa. But I, says the river, by flowing, I'm doing my job. I'm serving my Creator. So if I'm a vadai, if I'm a certainty, and you're a suffik, so why should I move out of my way? Why should I stop my avoda so that you can maybe do your avoda? If Pinchas ben Yair says back to the water, Amar lei, im iata choylik, if you don't split, gozreini alecha shelo ya'aviru b'cha mayim le'olam. I'm going to put a curse on you. I'm going to decree that you should never have water pass through you again. In other words, he says to the water, chutzpah, I'm Rav Pinchas ben Yair, get out of my way. Chalak lei, the water split for him. Rav Pinchas ben Yair crosses over. Good. Shine. Havahu gavra tahave dare chite lepischa. There was another person who was carrying wheat for Pesach, maybe to bake matzah. Amar lei, Rav Pinchas ben Yair saw this fellow. And he says, Chalok le nami lahai, de mitzvah osik. Rav Pinchas ben Yair says, oh, you know what? Actually, split again for this guy. Because he's involved in doing a mitzvah, so make it easier for him to cross. Okay, chalok le. So the water split again. Havahahu taya de lava bahadayu. There was a certain Arab fellow who was traveling alongside them. Amar le, chalok le nami lahai, split also for this Arab. So they shouldn't say that what this is how they treat someone who travels with them. Right? So Rav Pinchas ben Yair split the water for himself to do pidyon shvuyim. Then he split the water again for some yid who was carrying wheat for matzah. And then he split again for some Arab who was traveling behind, so that the Arab wouldn't have tainas and say, oh, look, they don't treat me nicely. They don't treat me well. And the water split again. And at that point. Rav Yosef commented, and again, you can see this old edition doesn't even have all the words that I just read to you. The new edition clearly does, for those who have it in front of you. Amar Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef, when he saw Reb Pinchas ben Yair splitting the water, not walking, he's so great, Kemoisha Vishisin Ravravan, that look at Reb Pinchas ben Yair, he's able to split waters like Moshe and 600,000 Jews on the way out of Mitzrayim. What a tzaddik. Okay? That's the Gemara in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Shal pi pashit tzarech lahavin maha tshuva al divrei hanahar. So says the Rebbe, we need to understand the truth is the river said something very sensible. Halo lechora taina chazaka ta'an. The river seems to have had a very good claim. What was the river's claim? Ata holich lasos v'tzoin koincha. Va'ani holich lasos v'tzoin koni. Ata safik osa, safik yata osa. Va'ani vaday osa. Right, what did the river say to Reb Pinchas ben Yair? You're trying to do the will of your creator, and so am I. You maybe will be successful, and maybe you won't. I, by flowing, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. I'm being a river. So why should I split for you? So seemingly, says the Rebbe, the river had a good claim. The river made a good point. He says, look in the Maharsha on that Gemara, who explains it. But now, says the Rebbe, I'll offer my own explanation. Why was the river wrong? Why was Reb Pinchas ben Yair right? In addition to what the Maharsha says in that Gemara, I'd like to offer the following explanation. Efshar lomar, kevan shuri Pinchas ben Yair halach bishvil Yisrael ki halach lapidyon shvuyim. Since Reb Pinchas ben Yair was involved in what in pidyon shvuyim and trying to save Jewish life, ulahatil nefesh hu yisbarach mevato kavil yachol es ritzono. And when it comes to what to saving Jewish life, Hashem negates His will. What does that mean? Hashem's will is that we don't drive cars on Shabbos. But if your pregnant wife thinks she's going into labor, we call that pikuach nefesh. You get in the car and you drive to the hospital. So Hashem, what? Is negates His will. He negates His will, His love of Shabbos, so that what? So that we could try to protect life. We know from the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph that even for a suffik pikuach nefesh we're machal Shabbos. Right? Even for a suffik, if a person, someone told me the other week that their wife was pregnant, they thought she was ready to have the baby, right? And they with Shabbos, they hopped in the car, they went to the hospital, only to find out that no, the doctor's like, nah, nothing's really happening yet. He still got time. So what, they were Machal Shabbos? No, they had a suffik. A woman giving birth is a serious thing. Suffik b'kuach nefesh, you don't play games with it. If you're not sure if someone is in danger on Shabbos, you violate Shabbos on their behalf. And if you don't, the Shulchan Aruch says you're a murderer, because don't play around with someone's life. So therefore, says Rav Pinchas ben Yair, I understand what you're saying. I'm only a suffik, and you're a vada. You're a river who's flowing, and that's Ratzon Hashem. And I'm only a suffik because maybe I'll be successful in saving someone's life and maybe I won't. But says Reb Pinchas ben Yair, but you're failing to appreciate how weighty it is, how weighty Jewish life is. Lachein afilu emgam hanar holich lasos ritzon kono. Therefore, even if the river is doing the ratzon of its creator, va'afilu huvadai, and even if the river is certainly doing the will of its creator, v'shal Reb Pinchas ben Yair suffik, and Reb Pinchas ben Yair says, and you think that I'm only a suffik, because maybe I'll be successful, maybe not. Gam al suffik lahatzil nefesh mi Yisrael, hayitzarech hanahar levatel esmaisov halachlok. For even a suffik, pikuach nefesh, to possibly save Jewish life, the river needs to what? Negate its will to that pikuach nefesh. The same way that Hashem Himself negates His will to that pikuach nefesh. Kilo adifim ma'isav lasas ritzon kono may ratzon Hashem b'shmir Shabbos, because the river continuing to flow is not more important than Jews keeping Shabbos. Va'afilu hachi mechal imgam al safik, and we're mechal Shabbos for a safik pikuach nefesh. So Rav Pinchas ben Yair says you have a misunderstanding of what ratzon Hashem is. I understand. Yes, it's ratzon Hashem for you, river, to continue to flow. But you know what's most important? Even more important than Shabbos, Jewish lives. That's the most important thing in the world. It overrides the Ratzon Hashem that a Jew should keep Shabbos, which is mamish, the holiest of the holy. Ve'efshar hasha anu mispalim b'slichos. And this is what we say in the slichos. Actually, we said it today, the slichos for Tzom Gedalia. Torah HaKedosha, Hischaneni Bavakasha. Holy Torah, please what? Please daven on my behalf. Torah HaKedosha, plead for me. Right? Come to my defense. What does that mean? Chutz min ha-pashut, besides the pashut pshat that we're just turning to the Torah to, you know, support us. But what are we saying? The Torah should support us. The Torah should plead on our behalf. Hatfilah is as follows. The prayer is the following. Shekevan shehu yisbarach mekayim es kol ha-Torah. We're learning now for the second time today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the entire Torah. So yikayim gam es din ha-Torah zeh. Then Hashem needs to keep what? This halacha. That what? That everything gets pushed aside for what? For pikuach nefesh. Ki kama gedol hi nefesh mi Yisrael. Achal pi din ha-Torah gam al safik pikuach nefesh svichin levatol dinei Torah. How weighty, how serious is the life of a Jew that even for a safik pikuach nefesh, we're prepared to mevatol the halachas of the Torah. Va'ata. Chela gadol mi Yisrael kol kach b'tzara v'sachkana rachmano litzlan. And says the Rebbe, and now a large portion of Jews, not just a Jew is in trouble, many, many, many Jews are in trouble. They're suffering horribly, they're in great danger. And therefore we say, Torah HaKedosha, Holy Torah, come and plead on my behalf. Hischaneni, daven on my behalf, Shekach din Torah l'hatzli Yisrael. Because you, the Torah, know more than anyone else that what? That you get pushed aside to save Jewish lives. So Torah, go remind Hashem, that what? That you've got to help us. That even for a safek pikuach nefesh, one has to respond so quickly. All the more so when so many Jews are in so much active danger. That's the tefillah of Torah HaKadosha, Hischaneni B'Vakasha. So now let's go back to our Gemara. Says the Rebbe, Nachzer L'Hanizkor Le'al. Let's come back to our Gemara. Ki Tzrichim L'Das Ma Messayim Rabbi Yosef. What was the punchline? The punchline of the Gemara was that Rav Yosef said, wow, what a great tzaddik Rav Pinchas ben Yair is. Kam en nofish hai gavra kamoshe v'shisen ravavan. Look how great this Jew is. Rav Pinchas ben Yair is like Moshe Rabbeinu, had 600,000 Jews, splitting water. Halachorah hu davar pashut. We need to understand. What's he saying? What's the chiddush? What's Rav Yosef's chiddush? Kevan shalitzarcho b'lvad nikra hanar. He's saying, wow, this man is like Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. Yeah, Moshe and the Jewish people split the water. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair also split the water. What's his chiddush? What's he saying? In case you forgot about Kriyas Yamsuf, Rav Yosef saying, like, oh, we've seen this before. Remember Moshe and all the Jews when they were by the water? Wow, what's his point? We get it. Yeah, we get it. He splits water like Moshe and Klal Yisrael. We get that. What's he adding? What's he trying to say? But says the Rebbe, I'll tell you, let's think about Kriyas Yamsov for a second. Dal Kriyas Yamsov Isa B'Gemara. The Gemara tells us, it's really a medrash, on the pasuk V'yoshev Hayam Le'isano, that the water returned to its strength, meaning after Kriyas Yamsov, the water returned to its place, it returned to its strong, raging flow. Says the medrash, Le'isano should be understood Litina'o HaRishon. The water returned to its original tanai. What's a tanai? A condition. The water went back to the original condition. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the water. What's he talking about? Ayin tosos yom tov al avos parakei. On the Mishnah, asara dvar nivru be'erev Shabbos. Go read the tosos yom tov on the Mishnah, which talks about the 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, where he quotes from the Rambam. Now this is a very deep rule. Listen to this rule. Shelachein amra ha-gemara shehitna imayam b'shas habriya. Why did Hashem preordain? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu make a condition with the water from the time of creation that it would have to split by Kriyas Yamsuf? Kedei shelo tehe yishtanus b'ritzono v'dayto yizbarach. Everything that's going to happen in history is already built into creation. Hashem doesn't want to really change his mind, right? The notion of God changing his mind is a very complex one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already when Hashem created the water, Hashem made a deal with the water that what? You get to flow, with the exception of when I tell you to stop flowing. Hashem made a tanai. There's a condition. Your main job is to flow all the time, but once in a while I'm going to ask you to do something different. That was already built into creation itself. Rak me'oz rahu yizbach sheyitzdarech lekroas hayam. Hashem saw from the beginning of time that there's going to be a kriyas yamsuf. So now, lefi zeh, if that's true, gam al nahar ginai. So too, the Ginai River that Rav Pinchas ben Yair is splitting, Hakarcho hitna Hashem sheyachlok meivav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presumably made a condition with that water also that it has to split. V'im kein lama ta'a negat Rav Pinchas ben Yair, v'lo ratza lachlok, hayoda shehidna Hashem imo. So the Rebbe asks a very deep question. If the waters by Kriyas Yamsuf got out of the way right away because they knew that that was what they were expected to do, so presumably the Nahar Ginai, when it was also created, was also told that there's going to be a time and a place for you to split. So why is it fighting with Rav Pinchas ben Yair and saying, no, I don't have to split. I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. I don't need to move out of the way for you. Why didn't the water know from when Hashem first created it that there's going to be a time and a place, a situation, where the water needs to split? That's part of the original Tanai. That's part of the original condition of its existence. So says the Rebbe, and here's such a powerful punchline. Here was what the river claimed. Here's the taina of the river. The river thought, shechashav shirak kol klal Yisrael chashuvim v'yikarim lefanav yisbarach v'lo hayachid. The river said, I understand, I learned from Kriyas Yamsuf that when the Jewish people are in trouble, then you have to get out of the way. That Hashem's love for the tzibor, that klal Yisrael have to survive as a tzibor, but not necessarily every individual. Ukemo she'im ayam hitna Hashem shelifnei Moshe Rabbeinu v'shishim ribo yikra. Just like Hashem made a deal with the Yamsuf that for Moshe, for 600,000 Jews, it needs to split. Kein gamhu rakish she'yavu lefanav kol Yisrael yachlok. So the river thought that that's the rule. We only overturn nature. We only split. We only break from doing what we're supposed to be doing. What? On behalf of the entire Jewish people. But lifnei yachid eino tzarech levat les halichaso shaholich lasos ritzon kono. But to get out of the way for a yachid, one river versus one person, and me versus you, why should I move for you? For the entire Klal Yisrael, I understand, I have to get out of the way. But explains the Rebbe of Al Kanizkar Le'el, but as we explained above, Ta'osu, this is a mistake. The river was wrong. Ki gam bishvil safik nefesh achas mi Yisrael tzvichim l'chal ha-Shabbos. Because we don't say to that one person who's sick on Shabbos, oh, if this person dies, the show goes on, because Klal Yisrael still live. We say, this Jew is a world, and I want to save this world. I can't let this one Jew be lost. Ki gam bishvil safik nefesh achas mi Yisrael tzvichim l'chal ha-Shabbos. For one Jew, we're mechal ha-Shabbos. And therefore, comes along Rav Yosef, and he says, wow, Masha Messiah Rav Yosef, kam enofish ha'gavra kamosha v'shishim ribo. How great is this Jew that he's like Moshe Rabbeinu with 600,000, meaning, hainu, shezeh haya vikucham. This was the vikuach. What's a vikuach? A vikuach means a debate, a machlokas. This was the machlokas between the river and Rav Pinchas ben Yair. The river said, I only split, just like Kriyas Yamsuf, I only split for Klal Yisrael. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair says, you don't understand how every Jew is so important. Uvezeh natzchu Rav Pinchas ben Yair, shahai gavra nefesh achas mi Yisrael. Umikol shekein eizin nefashas yakarim heim lefanav yizbarach, lo aklal kulo levad. You should understand, Rav Pinchas ben Yair fought back and said, no, you're wrong. For a single Jew you have to split. All the more so, again, when there are many Jews who are in need of. So he's saying, the Rebbe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten the value? Have you become desensitized, Hashem, to the loss of a single Jewish life? 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Have we forgotten how to count each one? Do we just lump them together as this mass tragedy? And then the Rebbe, of course, Kedarko B'Kodesh, right? He takes a swing at Hashem. He tries to poke Hashem a little harder, again with great sensitivity, right? But he really challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what he says here. It's never a lack of faith. I want to be careful. I want everyone to understand. When I say that the Rebbe challenges Hashem, it's not challenging Hashem like I'm going to go off the derech if you don't do what I want. One of the saddest parts, I was thinking about it over Rosh Hashanah, one of the saddest parts of the Sefer is the fact that all of the Rebbe's amazing drushos and tefillos, none of it came true for him. He didn't live. He didn't make it through. All the tefillos, all the requests, all the ma'amari chazal that he tried to spin to try to petition Hashem and to twist Hashem's arm, kivyachol, none of it worked to save him. Right? But he was so courageous in his willingness to never blaming Hashem, but challenging Hashem, giving Hashem reasons, as it were, to want to save Klal Yisrael. So look what he writes here. Va'inin hu pashut, gam l'da'atenu ha'ketanu. This matter is simple and clear, even to our small understanding. Ki kevan she Yisrael no trikon, since the name Yisrael stands for Yesh, that's a Yud, Shishim is a Shin, Rebo, Resh, Osios, Aleph, Lamed, Latorah. Yesh, Shishim, Rebo, Osios, Latorah. Rashi Tevos, spell out Yisrael. What does it mean? Yesh, Shishim, Rebo, Osios, Latorah. There are 600,000 letters to the Torah. We've said many times that that's not true. There are 304,805, 304,805 letters in the Torah, about half of 600,000. But nonetheless, this is the tradition and the different approaches in the tzaddikim, how you work this number out. But there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, and every letter is important. Yeshishim ribo anashim liyisrael. And there are 600,000 primary Jewish souls that correspond to those 600,000 letters. And therefore, says the Rebbe, ukishachasera gam osachas, if a single letter is missing from a Sefer Torah, kol Sefer HaTorah pasul. You could say, well, most of the Torah is still there, but if one letter is missing, the whole Sefer Torah is pasul. We know from the Kabbalistic work Shari Ora in his introduction on the Pasuk, Pekudei Hashem. The Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Pekudei Hashem, Hashem, your mitzvos are besamche lev. Sha'atorah ne'areges kula. The Shari Ora explains that the Torah is what? Pekudei, that your mitzvos is Hashem. The whole Torah is Hashem. What does that mean? That the whole Torah is ne'areges. It means it's woven. The Torah is woven. Al Shem Havaya Imbino Trikon Gamatrios Vachulu. The whole Torah is woven out of different names of Hashem. Sometimes the names of Hashem are hinted to in Rashi Tevo, sometimes it's Gamatrios, but really every letter of the Torah is part of Hashem's name. You can't erase Hashem's name, which means you can't miss a single letter in the Sefer Torah. Lachein Kishachos Vachalila Ish Echad Nechsar. But if the 600,000 letters correspond to the 600,000 Jewish people, so that means if one Jew is missing, then the Torah is pasul. Nifsala haTorah, v'nogeya haPagam b'shmo Yisbarach, shaTorah ne'areges alav. And the Pagam, the damage is felt where? The damage is felt in Hashem's name itself, because the Torah is made up of Hashem's name. And a name we know is the essence. So in other words, what the Rebbe is saying is that what? The Rebbe is saying that if one Jew is missing, that means one letter is damaged, that means your name is being erased, God. And that's terrible on every level. Right? Your name can't be erased, and your Torah can't be damaged, and a Jew can't be missing. So now, says the Rabbi, Ve'efsher zeh haremez sha'anu mispalim. And Chevra, you'll think about this next time you say Hallel. This is what we say when we daven in Hallel, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hallel. Ve'efsher zeh haremez sha'anu mispalim. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo lanu Hashem, Lo lanu, don't do it for us, Ki l'shimcha tein kavod. Do it for the sake of your holy name. What are we saying to Hashem? Ki l'shimcha tein kavod. What are we asking? Ki kishetase lanu, because Hashem, if you're doing it for us, if it's just to save Klal Yisrael, oz efshar tase rak b'shvil haklal Yisrael, then maybe it's enough, Hashem, to just what? To save Klal Yisrael, to save the entire Jewish people. And if this Yankel dies, and this Beryl dies, and this Shmerel dies, then whatever, Klal Yisrael, go on. So we ask Hashem, no, don't do it. Lo lanu, don't do it for us. If you do it for Klal Yisrael, there's going to be too many personal, individual lives that are lost. Rather, what do we say? Lachein lo lanu Hashem, klomar, lo lanu lashon rabim. Don't just save the tzibur, bishvil harabim levad. What does the pasuk say? Rak l'shimcha tein kavod. Do it for the sake of your name. And just like your name, the Torah, which is your name, is pasul if one letter is missing. We're saying, Hashem, Save every yachid. The Rebbe says, I can't take it anymore. Right? We're talking about people in clusters, in groups. Right? Mass destruction. We've lost. He's tining to Hashem. He's complaining to Hashem. What about the Yechidim, Hashem? And it's not for me, Hashem. What about for you? If every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah, that means one missing letter, it damages the Torah, which means damages your essence, which means destroys your place in this world, Hashem. Va'oz b'shvil shimcha gam l'man ha'yachid ta'asa shelo yeh pagam b'shimcha, that there shouldn't be a pagam in your shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't that a reason for you to save Klal Yisrael and to save every individual of Klal Yisrael? So now the Rebbe says something remarkable. Now the Rebbe says, let's talk about what this means for us. What is the responsibility for us? Again, we want Hashem to save every yachid, so now what do we need to do? Says the Rebbe, V'hine k'mo sh'anu mischananim u'mevakshem e'Hashem, she'gam ala prat yichos, v'es kol ish Yisrael yatzil v'yoshia. Hashem, we're asking you to what? To have rachmanis on every individual. Hashem, please save every single Jew. Kein gam tzarech kol ish prati meitanu lashuv b'tshuva. Here's the mission statement for us, Chavra. The Rebbe says, you know one of the mistakes we make about tshuva? The mistake that we make with tshuva is that I say, I have a friend, his name is Yosef Zev, and he's going to do tshuva, so why do I need to do tshuva? You know who Yosef Zev is? Yosef Zev is David Lifshitz. Or you'll say, I have a friend, Gedalia Aaron. Gedalia Aaron's going to do tshuva, so I don't really need to focus so much on my tshuva. You know who Gedalia Aaron is? Jack Katz. Right? I have a friend, Ephraim Netanel. Ephraim Poliner. He's a good guy. He's going to do tshuva. So I don't have to work so hard this year. I see how serious he's davening next to me. So I'm just going to ride his coattails. And I have my good friend, Lev Binyamin. He does tshuva. So I don't need to do tshuva. Reb Leo does tshuva. So I don't need to do tshuva. Right? So we have all these explanations why, you know, the tzibur is doing tshuva, Klal Yisrael is doing tshuva. I'm sure there's some tzaddik somewhere out there who's doing tshuva on behalf of the Jewish people, so I don't have to take it upon myself to work so hard for the next 10 days. But the Rebbe says, if you want Hashem to be mindful of every yachid, then in terms of our responsibility, we also have to take responsibility as yachidim, and not just say, it's enough for Klal Yisrael to go through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. As an individual, I have to try to do something. Kein gam tzarech kol ish prati meitanu lashuv b'tshuva. Every individual has to do his own personal tshuva. V'lo lismoch atzmo al haklal. And not to what? And not to rely on the tzibur. Lomar shaklal Yisrael tovim v'shavim el Hashem. It's not enough to say that the tzibur, klal Yisrael, are doing tshuva. V'chutz mizeh. And more than that. Halo lechol echad yeshnam chesronos la'atzmo, umidos nifgamos la'atzman, shetzarech letaknan. We all have specific averas that we've done that need tikkun. Right? I don't know what averas you did. You don't know what averas I did. So I can't rely on you to fix my averos. Right? And you can't rely on me to fix your averos. V'lo rak mishum tikkun ha'pagamim, and not only in terms of fixing that which went wrong. Rak isa be'etz chayim, but furthermore, it says in the Etz Chayim, she'ein tzadik dome lechavero, ve'ein bria dome lechaverta. Not only do we have to, in the negative sense, right, fix our individual shortcomings, but the Etz Chayim says every Jew has something unique to offer the world. So if I rely on someone else to do tshuva for me, if I say Ezra Zev is going to do tshuva for me, so that doesn't work, because Ezra Jacob's tikkun in this world is different than Moshe Tzvi's tikkun in this world. And therefore, kishe'ish Yisraeli oved Hashem, misgala mikol echad or ukedusha masha'ein misgala michavero. Every Jew has a unique light and a unique holiness to bring to the world that his friend can't do for him. V'afilu ata b'shas hatzara v'harisas Yisrael. Listen to what the Rebbe's writing. For 3 years now, he's been trying to be mechazek Jews on Shabbos Shuvah. Even now, he says, at a time of such utter destruction, yachol hiyos shiyizgala mehem mashalo hayim izgala mehem b'shas haravacha. Says the Rebbe, I know you think you have nothing to offer Hashem, you're so broken. But you know what? Sometimes in the most chaotic moments, sometimes in the times of greatest destruction, you find a part of yourself that gives greater honor to Hashem than you would have in a time of Harvacha. The Gemara says that historically the Jewish people have done a better job being Jews when we're poor than when we're rich. Because when we're rich, we forget about Hashem. When we're suffering, we actually have an ability to remember Hashem even better. So the Rebbe says, don't think you have nothing to offer Hashem because you're so broken. Maybe now you can reveal part of your soul in a way that's even greater than in a time of what? In a time of Harvacha, in a time of Yishuv Hadas. And he brings a beautiful proof to this idea. He quotes the Gemara, Kamo Shekvar Amarnu. As we've already explained, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says about Rabbi Yossi, Sheshama Baskol Bechorva. Rabbi Yossi heard a Baskol in a Chorva. He went into a ruin and he heard a Baskol. That's an unusual place to start hearing a heavenly voice. In a Chorva? In a place of such destruction? In a ruin? V'lama lo shama arata? Why did he not hear it somewhere else? Why did he dafka, he's wandering the ruins of Yerushalayim and all of a sudden he hears the sound of a heavenly voice? V'lama lo shama arata? Why didn't he hear it beforehand? Deha Elio Amr lo shebechol yom kishi Yisrael nichnasin labate knesios ubate midrashos v'onin amein yehei shmei hagadol mevorach. When we go into shul, the Baskol Torah, when we walk into a shul, and we scream out, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mena'aneya Rosho, Hashem nods his head, V'omer Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsin Oso Bebeso Kach. Praiseworthy is the king who receives such praise from his children. Praiseworthy is the king who receives such praise in his home. Ma lo la'av shehigla ezbonav. Woe to the father who has exiled his children. And woe to the children who've been kicked off of their father's table. Va'amarnu, when we explained about that Gemara, she'efshur mipnei shahaya b'churva mi'churvas Yerushalayim. Maybe it was dafka, because he was wandering around in the ruins of Jerusalem, va'yalibo nishvar b'kirbo yoser, and he was in a state of brokenheartedness. Maybe dafka, in such a place, when his heart was in such a place, when his body was in such a state, Shama Yoser Me'abaskol. Maybe he heard Hashem better than he would have in a time where everything was good. So the Rebbe is begging the people, he's trying to mechazik the people. When things are bad, it's a unique opportunity to what? To discover a part of yourself and your relationship with Hashem that you didn't know existed. You're able to tap into a place of amunah that you didn't realize you had inside of you. And therefore concludes the Rebbe, with this we conclude. L'chein ha'gam sha'achar kach midaber ha'navi al harab. Anyone even remember the question we started with? What was the question we started with? Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha, kichu imachem dvarim b'shuva al Hashem. What was the Rebbe's question? Why does it start in Lashon Yachid, and only then say kichu in Lashon Rabim? And when Hashem responds to us, why does Hashem respond in the Rabim, and then switch over to Lashon Yachid? So explains the Rebbe in conclusion. L'chein, hagam sha'acher kach midaber ha'navi el rabim. It's true the Navi is going to switch over and say kichu and speak to the tzibor, but first the Navi speaks to the Yachid. Mikol mako maschil shuva Yisrael b'lashon Yachid. The Navi says, don't wait for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Don't rely on the tzibor in a way that you don't take personal responsibility. Shagam ha-yachid yashuv el Hashem kol echad kefi pratius atzmuso. Every individual needs to do tshuva according to his personal failures and his personal abilities. V'chein gam tshuvas Hashem, I will heal in the plural. When you take personal accountability, Hashem responds, not only will I heal the tzibor, but kishav api mimenu. When I see that you take personal accountability, responsibility, gam esayochid atzil va'oshia, I'll save each and every individual Jew. What a powerful Torah. What a powerful Torah in the context in which the Rebbe gave it over, trying to remind people not to lose sight of the yachid, right? He knows that Klal Yisrael is going to survive. He has no suffix in the world. The Jewish people are going to outlive the Nazis, yimach shemam. But he's worried about the yachidim. And he's worried about our attitude towards the Yechidim. Have we lost the sensitivity to the power of every Jew? Do we realize that a Sefer Torah's puzzle of one letter is missing? And the Jewish people are broken people. if one Jew is missing, and he's davening for every single Jew, but he says, but if we want to ask that of Hashem, then we as individuals have to come back to Hashem. Shuva Yisrael in the singular. And then Kechui Machem Dvar, and then join the Tzibur. And Hashem says, not only will I erpa meshuva, some save the Tzibur, but I'll save each and every Yachid when I see that you take that personal accountability. And that's the unique holiness that we reveal in the time of Churban. Okay? All right, so we'll stop here for today. We thank our courageous Rebbe. Hashem should avenge his blood. Halavai Tchias HaMesim is going to happen soon. And we'll be able to dance in the streets of Yerushalayim. We'll be able to hold hands with Rav Kolona Miskalim Shapira. We'll be able to hold his hand and dance, you know, at the Makom HaMikdash. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zochet to see it with our own eyes, Bekarov.